steelworkers' pensions under threat again. Welsh steelworker and Unite member. Once again steelworkers have been left reeling, bitterly disappointed and suffering from a deep sense of betrayal, since it was announced that Tata Steel will be closing the British Steel Pension Scheme in January. Only in May 2015 steelworkers voted to take industrial action, which would have resulted in the first major strike the industry had seen in 35 years, as a last resort in the bitter dispute with the company, to keep the pension scheme open. In that dispute the company threatened to close a pension scheme, unless steelworkers agreed to an erosion of their already weakened terms and conditions. When rumors spread of the possibility of plant closures, if steelworkers failed to agree to the company's unreasonable demands, unfortunately many historically hard-fought-for terms and conditions were given up. A recovery plan drawn up in 2011 saw Tata agreeing to meet its legal obligations, by paying in monies at intervals, to address the deficit in the scheme. Now it appears that in a highly cynical move, the company will close a scheme, enabling it to eschew its obligations to its workforce and their families despite the dramatic improvement in the health of the scheme. Health. Many retired steel workers, having given up their health in the tough, demanding industry, are suffering mentally and emotionally, having also been left in the dark as to how this bad news could affect them and their dependents. This struggle will be only too familiar to hard-working junior doctors, firefighters, teaching assistants and many other workers up and down Tory Britain. Very soon the time will come when steel workers will have to decide whether to continue in the race to the bottom as far as terms and conditions are concerned or organize, resist and fight to retain what is left of the previously hard-fought for pensions and terms and conditions.